It is official. Mosquitoes trapped in Milford last month tested positive for West Nile virus. Not really a surprise, but these results do represent the first West Nile virus positive mosquitoes identified in the state by the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station this year. So we are chatting again right around the same time as we did last year, maybe a little sooner, with Dr. Philip Armstrong, who is the chief scientist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, about mosquito bite prevention and concerns. Dr. Armstrong, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I actually don't remember exactly when I had you on last year. Was it June? It might have been June. Did we detect it sooner last year or right around the same time?
A little sooner last year.
Okay.
This year we detected it on June 29th. The first positive mosquitoes were collected on that June 29th, which is a little later than last year.
Okay. Any reason for that, or is that usually weather patterns?
Yeah, that can be weather patterns. It's, you know, somewhat unpredictable exactly when it will appear, but typically it's in late June, early July, when the virus first surfaces.
Okay. So it's par for the course. And I don't want to talk out of turn because obviously you're the expert here. I'm just the interviewer, but this is not surprising. I mean, we get West Nile virus detection pretty much every year, don't we?
So certainly West Nile virus has become the dominant mosquito-borne illness in the United States and here in Connecticut. Every year, the virus emerges in the summertime, about now. So just to give you an example, for last year, there were six Connecticut residents were hospitalized with the virus, of which there was one fatality.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect the virus to continue to amplify in the environment, and we'll continue to be monitoring mosquitoes to see where the problem areas are in the state.
Is it possible, Dr. Armstrong, that that number is underreported, or if you get infected, you are going to be in the hospital at least?
Yeah, so certainly that represents the tip of the iceberg. These are the most severe cases that get reported to the state. There's a much larger base of either milder cases. About 20% of infections present with more mild symptoms, with fever, headache, body aches, joint pain, things like that. About 1% of individuals develop neuroinvasive disease, which can send you to the hospital.
So, you know, it's interesting because we'll throw around things like Lyme disease from ticks or West Nile virus from mosquitoes. And because we say it so often, we feel like we know what to expect. But in actuality, the average person may not even know what happens or what symptoms to look for. So if a mosquito, which here's the thing, we're going to talk about obviously trying to prevent this. But if a mosquito bites you, very common, happens all the time. What would you be looking for to know if that mosquito was infected and now has infected you?
Yeah, so most mosquitoes out there are not infected. It's a very, very small percentage of them that
really
carry the virus. Yes, and most mosquitoes, and it's certain species that carry the virus. But if you were to develop the disease, it often first presents as a nonspecific fever, and then often accompanied with a rash. It would be the more severe symptoms of neuroinvasive disease, things like muscle fatigue, convulsions, things like, you know, coma, very severe symptoms that would result if the virus were to infect the nervous system.
Okay. So that's pretty immediate, right, Dr. Armstrong? And again, I know obviously medical expert here, but you would probably know pretty quickly if it's not just I have an itchy mosquito bite on my arm, but that it's something more severe.
Yes, you certainly would, and it would develop maybe, you know, 1 or 2 weeks after exposure to the infected mosquito.
Okay. And again, we have Dr. Phil Armstrong here, who is the chief scientist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. And back on June 29th, right here in Milford, mosquitoes that were trapped there tested positive for West Nile virus. I'm fascinated, Dr. Armstrong, when you said that most mosquitoes don't carry the disease. That's news to me.
Yeah, there's certain species. So we have something like 50 different mosquito species here in Connecticut, which often surprises people. But there really are one or two species that are very important, what we call disease vectors or carriers of the virus. These mosquitoes pick up the virus from feeding on an infected bird. And then if that mosquito then goes on and feeds on a person, they can transmit it to a person that way.
We are chatting with Dr. Philip Armstrong, who is the chief scientist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. And back on June 29th, mosquitoes trapped here in Milford tested positive for West Nile virus. Those results representing the first West Nile virus positive mosquitoes identified in the state by CAES. And, you had mentioned before, Dr. Armstrong, that six people were hospitalized last year, one unfortunately passing away, which is just devastating. And is that kind of par for the course? Do we typically see a handful of hospitalizations here in Connecticut, even fatalities, or was last year a higher number? What can you tell us?
Yeah, the number of human cases, that's pretty typical for an average year, but that can fluctuate quite a bit from year to year. The fatality is more rare. We've only had, I think, about five fatalities in over the last 20 years due to the virus. For those hospitalized cases, it can lead to sort of long-term disability and can cause long-term problems for those that survive the infection.
So we obviously want to prevent, right? I mean, that's the big thing here. And it's kind of the same sort of messaging that we do with ticks, although ticks are a little bit different where, and certainly you could speak to this way better than I can, but, with ticks, I feel like we always say, do tick checks and make sure that you don't have a live tick on you. Mosquitoes are a little bit different. Where it's kind of in real time, they're going to land, do their thing, and they're going to move on. So, doing a mosquito bite check later is really, I would think, not as effective as what we would do for tick prevention. What do you recommend people do to, lessen their chances of being, impacted by a mosquito bite or even come into contact with mosquitoes?
Yeah, so there are a number of things, and certainly, when you're outside, when mosquitoes are active, you're going to want to cover up if possible. If it's not too warm, wear a long sleeve pants and shirts. And also consider wearing a mosquito repellent. There are a number of effective products out there that are approved by the EPA and shown to be safe and effective. And then also, certainly consider sort of minimizing your time outdoors, particularly between dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. The mosquitoes that transmit West Nile virus are most active in the evening hours. And those are the main things. And then around the home, you just want to clean up the environment and look for any containers that can hold standing water. Those can serve as breeding sites for mosquitoes. So it just requires sort of dumping the water out and things like, pots and children's toys, tarps, anything that can hold water can serve as mosquito breeding sites as well.
So that's fascinating. So the mosquitoes typically that have the West Nile virus or carrying it, they come out in the like evening time. They're like night owls.
Yeah,
they're
really are.
They're
more active, really, well, starting at dusk and all the way into the evening hours until dawn.
They party into the night.
Active at night.
Got it. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, and so you talked about the property too, Dr. Armstrong, and I always wonder if it's a waste of money, if it's a good idea. And again, I'm not asking you for, you know, advice on what you should spend your money on. But when people say, you know, spray your property, is that effective at all? Is that a good idea? Is that a good deterrent? Or is that just kind of gimmicky, like especially with mosquitoes? Is that actually effective? Is that worth people looking into?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the spraying, it can temporarily reduce mosquitoes on your property. And if you're going to have, say, a big outdoor event, have a party or a wedding or something like that, you could potentially look into that to kind of reduce the biting nuisance of mosquitoes. But it's not really a long-term solution, you know, to spray individual properties at that scale. It's just, more new mosquitoes will likely reinvade the property over time. So that's more of a temporary fix, I would say.
Okay. No, but I think that's a good idea, though. Like you said, if you're having an outdoor event, that, you know, it is worth doing it because in the short term it's effective. But to say, you know, hey, we sprayed our property 3 times this summer, so we're covered, is not necessarily true. I think that's fair. That's fair to say.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's very temporary measure.
What about those candles or the little, you know exactly what I'm thinking. You know, I'm blanking.
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm thinking. What are those?
Those definitely they have a very, temporary effect, but really the more effective way, you know, unless you're right next to the candle, its effect is going to be very limited. And really what we recommend is mosquito repellent and covering up, wearing long sleeve pants and shirts when outside. That's going to be much more effective at reducing the number of mosquito bites.
Okay. Citronella. I had to think about it. Yes, I was like, what is that? What is that candle? That's what it is. Okay. So again, these are just kind of things that, sure, maybe will make your property a little less attractive, but it's not surefire, which I think people should know that. But, you know, just like to not take your foot off the gas when it comes to mosquitoes and think nothing of it. I think that's kind of the big thing. And the standing water, you're so right. We think about, for example, I've seen it just in this last week, Dr. Armstrong, where I'm driving and people had their garbage cans out. And once they were emptied on Friday, you know, they're left there at through the weekend, which is fine. But then you have all that rain and you have that standing water sometimes. Like, you can't help maybe puddles at the end of your driveway. But to have standing water, like in planters or in bins or things like that, you know, to empty them, you know, and to not be complacent. I think those are things that we, you know, can effectively do, and maybe just checking our properties for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, mosquitoes, they need water to develop to the adult stage. And so they like temporary bodies of water that are free of predators. And so these little puddles that form, and particularly in containers like that, are like the ideal site for mosquitoes to develop and breed.
Makes sense. Well, Dr. Phil Armstrong, I want to thank you so much for coming on, talking about this, certainly every year. But we will keep an eye on this and let people know if anything changes. Thank you so much. And how long would you say mosquito season kind of lasts? Like, ticks don't have a season anymore. Is that the same for mosquitoes, or they kind of die out?
Yeah, mosquitoes are a little more compressed into the warmer months of the year, but we will continue to collect mosquitoes all the way into October. It really ends, like, they'll be on a slow decline, later in the summer and into the fall, but they don't really completely leave the scene until the first hard frost, which is usually in the middle of October. So we still have a ways to go.
Okay. Well, Dr. Philip Armstrong, again, thank you so much, and everybody for the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, for what you do and for sharing all this information here on WACC. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Dr. Armstrong again right here on WACC.